You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to start off the show with something that's close to my heart. It's called Summer Jobs. This is the Children's Trust here in Miami-Dade County helps us match employers with young people. The most important thing a young person can do this summer is get a job. So please listen, and maybe you can help. We've got Donovan Leeson. He is with the Children's Trust. He helps place the kids. And then we've got Soleil Gonzalez. She's with the South Florida Educational Federal Credit Union. She took one of the kids on last year. So we've got a great team today. Let's start off with Donovan. Why don't you give us a little overview of what your group is and what you try to do for the kids?
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here. Our program, really, it's a combination of things where we are partnering with Miami-Dade County Public Schools, the county, some from our private industry, J.P. Morgan Chase, Royal Caribbean, and South Florida Workforce, in order to figure out how to provide a meaningful work experience for kids this summer.
Well, you see, that's the word, meaningful. Not about, cutting the ground and all that. That's what I used to do in the summer in high school. I used to cut the grass, and I got a job in a store. So that's what I did in the summers. And then I went to the university, and I got an internship. All those were really important times of my life, and I learned a lot of good lessons. And I guess that's what this is all about.
It is, and we want to figure out and how to build the next generation of professionals in Dade County. And you'd be surprised, maybe not so much, but you'd be surprised the kind of talent that our public school kids have and their intentions and their ambitions. And they want to work in finance. They want to work in medical sciences. They want to work in the IT field. They want to work in logistics and all types of local industry. And they're ready. They come paid, they come insured, and they come eager to work.
So you're paying them or I'm paying them?
We're paying them through direct deposit.
Wow. Well, hold on. Before we get any further, I want to do this repeatedly throughout the interviews. I want you to continuously give people how they can find you and get to you and generate job placement through you. I want to talk about that over and over again. So how do they get that?
So there are two ways. And both employers and students sign up at the same place at miami.getmyinterns.org. If they want to talk to a human and help and have a human facilitate how this works, they can call the hotline at 305-693-3005.
I can't overemphasize how important this is. And the fact that you're paying the kids, that's just amazing. Now, Soleil, why don't we talk to you for a second? Tell us a little bit about the individual that worked for you generically, but you got somebody good, didn't you?
Thanks, Jim. Actually, we have been a proud partner of the Student Youth Internship Program for almost 10 years.
Wow.
We have hired close to 100 interns in the last 10 years. So we are very, very pleased with this program.
Wow, it sounds great. And there's no substitute for on-the-job training.
Not at all.
Now, I want to go back to Donovan. So, Donovan, these young people, they come out of the schools. Do you give them any training before they go into the internship?
Sure. And that's part of why we need them to sign up at the website, miami.getmyinterns.org, is that at the point of when they sign up, they also sign up for some pre-employment workshops. And this will help them to be prepared and be ready to come on time and have the right etiquette, including email etiquette and other things, ready for the workplace. We help them to write a resume. And so the employer is the one that really chooses who works.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like you're doing all the work up front though. What a great, great, great thing you're doing. Now, Soleil, somebody comes and they intern with you. I know some people think that the internship, they go, they get coffee, they make photocopies. Oh, I'm seeing the shaking head no from you. So what do your interns do?
You know, one of the things that's very important as an intern provider is to really look at your company and what resources you can provide. Remember, this is supposed to be an experience for the students as well, a meaningful work-based learning experience. So for example, I can tell you one of our past interns helped build our app. With the help of one of our programmers, she actually, a young lady at the age of 16, helped build an app used by over 60,000 members and helped save the company thousands of dollars in doing so. She launched our first app.
Wow. So I want to say that again. The intern that Donovan's team provided you saved you thousands of dollars and had your members have an improved experience just because this young person worked for you.
Absolutely. And she was self-taught. She taught herself how to build websites, and she taught herself how to build the app.
Well, I think that's great. And Donovan, I got something for you. I'm a product of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, and so are a lot of my friends. So you don't have to tell me how good and strong the students are in this school system. It is top of the line. It's not just athletes that are grown here in South Florida. It's very, very shrewd businessmen and women, Sheryl Sandberg. So we got some good people. So Donovan,
that's right.
Okay, somebody signs up. Now what happens?
Somebody signs up. Let's say an employer signs up. They'll get a list of kids who have an interest in working at their organization or working at the industry type that they advertise on their website. Then through the website, they contact the students and schedule an interview. The students come and they interview, and your team reviews their resume and have their interview, and then you select who you want to hire.
You know, what people don't realize is the interview process itself is very valuable. That's one of the reasons why the NFL has that Rooney Rule, where it forces teams to interview people that, I'll just say it this way, haven't had the opportunity historically to be interviewed.
Right.
So being interviewed is a very big thing. It trains people, if nothing else, how to communicate. And we all know the most important thing about an interview, other than being on time and saying thank you at the end, is being honest.
And being prepared. And, you know, knowing the industry, having a feel and a sense for what it takes to thrive and survive as a professional.
Now, one of the things that I do, and I mentor a lot of the students from the University of Florida that come down here looking for a job in real estate. I've got a bit on my radio show that I put up, and it's called How to Find Your Dream Job. And what I do is I ask the students, they're not going to really know what they want to do, who they want to get to, or anything else. So what I do is I say, give me five places or people that you'd like to meet, why you'd like to meet them, and then I'll probably know three of them, replace the other two, but it'll help me understand where you're trying to go. So the students come to you, do you help them kind of figure it out?
So that's also part of it. I mean, part of the experience is building that professional network. I didn't have a professional network when I was in high school, or a LinkedIn profile to advertise what my skills were and figure out, you know, who can help me in my next steps. And this is part of that experience.
It's so important today, even to the point where Wanda and I debate all the time, who needs a resume? I've got LinkedIn.
Come on.
Hey, now, we've only got a minute left in this segment. Wanda, why don't we go to break a little bit early so that we can have a better second segment? You guys can stay for another segment, right?
That's right.
Oh, high five. Before we go, Donovan, how do employers and young people get involved with this program?
Go to miami.getmyinterns.org or call the hotline at 305-693-3005.
Go a little slower with that number because we have New York Jets fans that listen, so give the number again.
That's 305-693-3005.
High five, Wanda! There you go. You forgot to turn your mic on. There you go. All right, Wanda's teeing up the music. We're going to have some good fun, and we'll be back right after this. So, young people, get your pencils ready. We're going to give those numbers again. Parents, get those pencils ready. We'll give those numbers and websites again. And employers, you better already be ready to get some of Dade County's finest. And we're going to give them to you right after this.